Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We've got 16 degrees, fair skies, wind out of the west at 7. It's going to be a frigid night in the Twin Towns. It is 6:35. Sports to the max on a Thursday. Eric in for Maxie. Glad you've tuned us in. We've got a power-packed show between now and 9 p.m. We'll talk shortly with Twin Cities broadcaster and columnist Larry Fitzgerald. He was in Green Bay Sunday. He saw Mike McCarthy's last stand at Lambeau as the Arizona Cardinals stunned the Green Bay Packers. Next hour, Dan Shaughnessy, the iconic columnist from the Boston Globe, will join us. I saw Dan on Sunday as well in Foxborough as the New England Patriots knocked off the Minnesota Vikings 24-10 at Gillette. Also in the 7 o'clock hour, Phil Miller from the Minneapolis Star Tribune will check in with us and give us the 411 on some moves the Twins made today, including the signing of free agent second baseman Jonathan Schoop, who played with Milwaukee and Baltimore this past season. He was an all-star 2 years ago. In the 8 o'clock hour, Latavius Murray will check in with us. I talked to him in Foxborough. And we'll hear from Minnesota Timberwolves VP of Basketball Development, John Thomas. Boy, the T-Wolves are hot, and his old college basketball team, the Gophers, are hot. They get a win last night over Nebraska. But let's bring Larry onto the WCCO airwaves, and always good to chat with you, Larry Fitzgerald, from the National Programming Network and Game Day Gold. I know you were at Target Center last night and saw the red-hot Timberwolves get another win.
Yeah, I did. The Timberwolves have been really playing well. I like the way the team has sort of changed directions in terms of the way they go about attacking on the offensive end and on the defensive end. This is the best defense that Tom Thibodeau has had since he became head coach 2 years ago. The additions of the of Robert Covington and Sirk, man, they've really made a difference. These guys are veterans. They're both big. And they both play and contribute on both ends of the floor, not only to the offense, but to the defense. And I think the Timberwolves are much deeper now. And I think they started 4-9 during the controversial time when Jimmy Butler demanded that he wanted out. But since that 4-9 start, when they traded him to Philadelphia, the Timberwolves are 9-3. That's one of the best records in the NBA. And right now, after 25 games, they're above the 500 mark. So that's a good thing. Things are moving forward. But the challenge is going to be, can they take the show on the road? Remember, they lost their first 8 road games, and then they've won the last 2. So they're going to have to continue that on this next road trip.
It starts Saturday night in Portland. You'll hear it right here on WCCO. Then they go down the Pacific Coast to Oakland to take on the back-to-back NBA champion Golden State Warriors. So two difficult road games ahead for the Timberwolves. But I think you're exactly right, Larry. Not too long ago, this was a radioactive franchise. Things were toxic with Jimmy Butler. But since they've made that move, the air has cleared. Everybody seems to be in a harmonic state. And how about Karl-Anthony Towns last night? 35 points, 12 rebounds, the double-double. Ties a career best with 6 blocks. And Andrew Wiggins chips in with a season-high 26. And I know you talked to Wiggins after the game, and he's taken a lot of heat for his inconsistency. What did you find out from Andrew?
Well, that he stayed with it, that he recognized that he just wasn't playing with a whole lot of confidence and wasn't really producing at the level that to his expectations. But he stayed with it, spent some extra time in the gym, and all of a sudden now he's playing so much better. And really it was good to see last night, to see him get 26 points and get him in a different assorted way, not just shooting from the outside, but he was driving to the basket, rebounding, and coming up with steals. And I think the combination of him playing at a high level and obviously the way Carl Anthony Towns has just taken on a whole new level of understanding that he is the guy. This is his team. And that he now is the guy who's responsible for taking the so-called big shot or last shot when things need to get done, either when the shot clock is going down to the last few seconds or if they're in a game that's tight and you're certain that you want to get it to your best guy. He understands that, and he's taking on that role.
And it was a hoops trifecta as well yesterday, Larry, as the Minnesota Gopher women get a victory in the day at the barn. Lindsey Whalen has that team off and sailing to an 8-0 record. The Gopher men knocked off 24th-ranked Nebraska. And, of course, as we just touched on, the Timberwolves get that victory over the Hornets. So it was a good day for basketball here in the Twin Cities, wasn't it?
Eric, I think we got a bad sell all of a sudden.
All right, Larry, we're going to check back in here. We've had some microphone issues here in the WCCO studios. I'll go back to what I just said to you.
Okay.
We had a hoops trifecta in Minnesota yesterday. Golden Gopher women play at the barn. They get a 75-39 win over Incarnate Word. So Lindsey Whalen has the Gophers off and sailing to an 8-0 record. And then the Gopher men knock off 24th-ranked Nebraska as well last night. That final was 85-78. Amir Coffey, he blew up. And, of course, the Timberwolves get the victory over the Hornets. So it was a good day and night for Minnesota basketball.
It really was, and it's a good week when you consider that the the Gophers are trying to move into the Big Ten, and they have now. They played two games. They played number 16, Ohio State. They lost that game, but they did win, as you mentioned yesterday, over Nebraska. They defended their home court, so they're 1-1 in the conference, and that's a good thing because we're getting ready to go through the holidays and. You know, they're going to be out of school and that type of thing. And but the reality is they're off to a good start. They're 7-2. And Big Ten games, as we know, are critical. And if they can compete in a loaded conference, they're going to be able to put themselves in position to, who knows, make a run. Remember, the Final Four is in downtown Minneapolis at U.S. Bank Stadium.
Yeah, and that'll be early April. And, of course, they had a dress rehearsal last Friday and Saturday. I was at the Gopher Oklahoma State game, also saw part of the Wisconsin River Falls St. Thomas game. They played two other games on Saturday as they tried to get the kinks out of U.S. Bank Stadium for the Final Four, which is coming up in early April. You were at those games as well. Your takeaways on the cavernous glass house for basketball?
Well, it took a little trying to get used to, in terms of your bearings, because, they've done a little bit of everything in there. As you know, tractor pull, they've had the X Games and all those types of events. And obviously it's made for football. But to be able to recognize that they put the floor on the opposite end, away from the so-called glass opening, which allows the skyline to come literally through into U.S. Bank Stadium. I mean, it was different, but I liked it. I think it'll work, and I think they can probably get 40 to 45,000 people basically aligned right around that basket, that it'll be worth it.
Larry Fitzgerald, our guest here on WCCO. He's with the National Programming Network and GameDayGold.com. Larry, the Green Bay Packers made a coaching move on Sunday at Lambeau in Wisconsin, right after they were stunned by the Arizona Cardinals. You were at the game watching your son play. Certainly it was shocking that the Cardinals could go in and knock off Green Bay on the tundra, so to speak. But did you see the move on McCarthy coming? I think a lot of us were speculating he might be done at the end of the year, but did you think it would happen that quickly?
Well, I think we can see the writing on the wall because this is sort of an unusual season for Green Bay. First of all, I think they've lost 8 in a row on the road. I think that's the case over a 2-year period. And they haven't won any road games this year. And remember, Aaron Rodgers and Mike McCarthy seem to be at odds over some details and some things that weren't working in terms of the way the offense should be executed, some of the plays they disagreed with, I think. And so you can kind of see it carry over into Sunday's game against Arizona. Now, the Packers were 2-touchdown favorites at Lambeau Field, and you and I have been down there for many, many years watching the Packers when they play an opponent, specifically the Vikings. And strange things can happen on that historic Lambeau Field venue. And this was the case. You could see that the Packers did lead 7-0 in the game, but there wasn't a whole lot of fire in them. And Arizona was able to stay in the game because they were able to run the ball with David Johnson. And they stayed away from turnovers. And so they were able to hang in the game and basically turn it into what it turned out to be, a real close contest that either one of them could win. And at the end, Crosby missed what would have been a game-tying field goal. And that gave Arizona a much-needed win, the third of the year, and put Green Bay basically in a no-gratis situation where they basically have been eliminated from any postseason considerations. And that's not something that they're accustomed to. Obviously, all you hear from Green Bay is, when you look at Lambeau Field Stadium there, the scoreboard, it's very clear. 13 times they've won world championships. And so they're not happy with the situation the way it is. And they shocked everybody getting on my flight. And I'm finding out that one of the greatest coaches in Packer history, they have a street named after right there in Green Bay, Mike McCarthy Drive. And they fired the guy after 13 years of this being his 13th season, 125 wins, 77 losses and 2 ties, 3 NFC Championship game losses. And he won 10 or more games 9 times. And so they gassed him. And I'm still in shock because I just don't think you do that to a great coach.
Well, and the other thing, Larry, you brought up the 13 world titles the Green Bay Packers have in their illustrious history. They've won 4 Super Bowls. The first two under Vince Lombardi, Mike Holmgren got one, and then Mike McCarthy got the other one, Super Bowl 45 in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. You and I were there, one of the coldest Super Bowls in the history of the NFL. But McCarthy, no matter what anyone says about him or what the Packers do to him, he's one of only 3 coaches with a Super Bowl ring in that franchise's history.
That's correct. And if you go back even further, because remember the Packers are like the Cardinals, one of the original franchises to the National Football League. You go back to Curly Lambeau, and he won, you know, championships as coach of the Green Bay Packers. So only 4 coaches in their history have won world championships. Mike McCarthy is still the last guy to be able to do it, but Green Bay is not happy with the way things have gone. I was looking at Aaron Rodgers' numbers. They're not bad. The guy's thrown for over 3,500 yards this year, 21 touchdown passes, only 1 interception. The difference is they've been losing close games because they turned the ball over, and as I touched on, they just can't win on the road.
Larry, while you were in Green Bay, I was in Foxborough, and I saw the New England Patriots break open a 10-10 game in the third quarter, go on and beat the Minnesota Vikings 24-10. And I'll tell you what, when you're at Gillette Stadium, and I know you've been there, you're very aware of the pedigree and the history and the success of the Patriots in this dynasty that began back in 2001. They've got the 5 Super Bowl banners up in the south end zone. And then after the game, after I talked to some of the Vikings, I went into Bill Belichick's post-game news conference, and it's in a theater-like setting. I mean, it's an incredible room they have him speaking in. And it's amazing how Bill Belichick controls the room. I mean, this guy, he's got the media basically, you know, drinking out of his hand.
Well, he doesn't let anybody pin him to the floor, so to speak.
Exactly.
Taking the direction in a news conference. He's always in control. And no matter how you come with your question, he's not going to allow you to sort of dictate the pace of a news conference. And he's always been that way. That's why he's a legend. I think he's got 279 wins all time, even when he was coaching Cleveland. And obviously he's got 250 now as head coach, regular season and playoffs with the New England Patriots, which is remarkable when you consider those are 5 Super Bowl championships and 8 trips to the Super Bowl. Or is it 9? I forget. It's been so many. And one of them was right here in Minneapolis when his quarterback, Tom Brady, threw for 502 yards, and they didn't find a way to win on that Super Bowl Sunday. But the Patriots are a terrific team. This week they can clinch the AFC East again with a victory. I think they play Miami. And, of course, the Vikings, they've got a tremendous challenge. This season so far has not turned out anywhere near the expectations when you come in and bring in a quarterback like Kirk Cousins, who's had a pretty good career. But in terms of playoffs, it's been a different story. And winning big games and prime times has been a different story. He's got the numbers, over 4,000 yards passing, 25 touchdowns every season. But in terms of winning games consistently, he hasn't been able to do that. Now, he's elevated the Vikings offense this year, but the biggest problem, as you know and I know and Vikings fans are recognizing on a weekly basis, is that the Vikings cannot run the football consistently. And that is one of their biggest problems. They've gotten away from the ability to have balance. And if you don't get balance and have it consistently, you're going to have a tough time being consistent.
Larry, thanks for the observations. Good stuff, as always. And we will talk soon.
Thanks a lot, Eric. Appreciate it.
All right, Larry Fitzgerald, National Programming Network and GameDayGold.com here on WCCO. By the way, the Wixon Jewelers time is 6:52. Wixon Jewelers, offering an unwavering commitment to the exceptional. The expert team at Wixon Jewelers will ensure your visit is nothing less than unforgettable. Let's traffic time now with JB.
And this traffic update is brought to you in part also by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. If you're going to be traveling in the system, not looking all that bad, your slowdowns continue for southbound 35W as you make way through the work zone, I-94 down to about 42nd. Crosstown eastbound, some congestion in play, Highway 100 over to Penn Avenue. Offering an unwavering commitment to the exceptional, the expert team at, complications from the flu. Fever is the main difference between cold and flu, so you need an accurate thermometer to tell the difference. Exergen Temporal Scanner is backed by more than 70 clinical studies and is quick and easy to use. Your traffic and weather together exclusively here on WCCO.
All right, let's check that Twin Cities weather at 6:53 right now. Currently 16 degrees, fair skies, wind out of the west at 7. The overnight low, it's going to be chilly. A low of Brett Favre, that's right, 4 degrees, a single-digit low. Tomorrow, Friday, high of 23, low of 13, 10% chance of some kind of precip, more than likely snow, but it's probably not going to happen. Saturday, mostly sunny, high of 22, low of 14. Sunday, partly cloudy, 25, the high 11, the low. This is WCCO.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.